I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Myanmar's 4 years of civil war, its March 28 earthquake, and today's severe monsoon flooding call for our deeper compassion and prayer. A pastor from Myanmar connected to A3 explains that heavy rains began in the north instead of the typical south. And on top of that, the military junta's ceasefire is merely lip service.
Military still bombing, even the earthquake-hit area. Still bombing.
One A3 alumnus is trapped in a flooded area, but shared good news.
So he told me that the Myanmar people, they are responding the gospel very positively in this kind of situation.
Pray that these folks will take a step beyond gladly hearing the gospel and put their faith entirely in Christ, and ask God to intervene and bring peace to Myanmar's complex political crises. And in small churches across Russia, Slava Gospel Association is experiencing powerful stories of people going out to preach the good news, says Eric Mock, in the southern portions of Russia that are more Islamic. Grman is faithfully ministering to people, even with threats against him. In Siberia, there's a massive ministry for orphan kids to go to summer camps and hear the gospel for the very first time. And in Yakutia, Valeria has been preaching the gospel since 1984. On the far east side of Russia, Avil and his wife Alyssa left their business to live in a small fellowship room because they heard about a village that needed pastors. The Christians SGA serves often urge Mark to share their stories.
They most often tell me, tell our story that the Americans would feel emboldened to be the same faithful witness in their own communities.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.